Exclusive. Representative Harriet Hageman calls for Antony Blinken to appear before the Weaponization Committee. By Christina Wong on April 23, 2023. Representative Harriet Hageman, RY, on Saturday called for Secretary of State Antony Blinken to appear before Congress to answer questions about his role in the crafting of a letter by 51 former intelligence officials that discredited the Hunter Biden laptop story weeks before the 2020 presidential election. In an exclusive interview with SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday with host Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle, Hageman, who sits on the Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government, said, "He better. He needs to. We have either the Judiciary or the Weaponization Committees. We need to find out what happened here. And we need to find out to what extent he is compromised because, again, as Secretary of State, his obligation and oath is to the United States and the American citizens." Ohio Republican Reps. Jim Jordan, chair of the Weaponization Committee, and Mike Turner, chair of the Intelligence Committee, on Thursday revealed that former CIA Deputy Director Mike Morrell testified to Congress that in October 2020, Blinken, who was then a senior advisor on the Biden campaign, reached out to him regarding the New York Post's Hunter Biden laptop story, prompting Morrell to write a letter signed by 50 other former intelligence officials suggesting the story was Russian disinformation. Based on Morrell's testimony, it is apparent that the Biden campaign played an active role in the origins of the public statement, which had the effect of helping to suppress the Hunter Biden story, Jordan and Turner wrote in a letter that revealed Blinken's involvement. Hageman said Blinken's involvement in trying to cover up the Post story on Hunter Biden's laptop, which contained evidence suggesting Joe Biden and his family had profited from his son's shady foreign business dealings, called into question whether he can be a credible Secretary of State representing the American people. How does he interact with counterparts in the Chinese Communist Party, Russia, Ukraine or whatever, Hageman said. What this is demonstrating is that the corruption goes extremely deep. But the bigger question is, how does he interact with his own boss when he knows the level of corruption in the White House? How does he protect America's interests abroad when he's doing the bidding of a man that he knows is absolutely corrupt and absolutely compromised? She added. Blinken knew what was on that laptop, and he knew that laptop belonged to Hunter Biden. And he knew and he knows now that the Chinese Communist Party has paid the Biden family millions of dollars. Who does he choose? Does he pick the Biden crime family to support and defend and protect them? Or does he protect the United States of America? We now know what the answer is, she said. Hageman continued by adding, we know that when he took that oath of office, he was crossing his fingers behind his back because he isn't protecting the United States of America. He's continuing protection of the Biden family. So how does he interact with his boss when he was involved in one of the most incredible cover-up in U.S. history? Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.